Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today we will hear from a prayer partner of America Pray Now, Lisa Pampaloni.
Today I want to take you back to a moment in history that feels almost impossible to imagine. A moment when, in the middle of one of the darkest and most divided times in our nation's history, something unexpected began to rise. Not more strength, not more strategy, but prayer. Deep, desperate, sincere prayer. During the Civil War, particularly in the years 1863 to 1864, something remarkable began to unfold among the Confederate soldiers. These were men who had seen unimaginable loss. They were weary, they were far from home, surrounded by death and uncertainty and fear. And in that place, many of them began to seek God. It didn't start as a large movement, it started quietly. Just a few soldiers gathering together, a Bible opened, a prayer whispered, no stage, no spotlight, no program. Just hearts that had reached the end of themselves. And isn't that so often where prayer truly begins? In the secret place of those who are willing to make the sacrifice to seek the Savior. Not in comfort, but in desperation. Not in abundance, but in need. These earliest prayer meetings didn't come from leadership or formal plans, but they started with just a few soldiers. A couple of men might gather beside a campfire. Some would read a small Bible or a New Testament. One man would pray, at times maybe awkward and maybe hesitantly. Just a simple desire to seek God, and others began to notice. As time went on, something began to spread through the camps. Those small gatherings grew more, and soldiers came. Then more, and entire groups began meeting regularly to pray, to read scripture, to sing. And what's so striking is this. Before this time, many soldiers had very little interest in spiritual things. Some accounts even say that God's name was more often used in profanity than in prayer. Camp life often included gambling, drinking, and coarse language. Many chaplains really struggled to get men to attend services at all. Faith may have been present, but definitely not central for most. But something shifted. Hearts began to soften. Men who had been hardened by life and then further hardened by war began to weep. They began to confess. They began to seek forgiveness from God and also from one another. And prayer became central to it all. Not polished prayers with perfect words, but real, honest cries from the heart. God, have mercy. God, forgive me. God, be near. And here's what we see over and over again in the accounts from that time. Prayer didn't just change their circumstances, it changed them. Soldiers began writing letters home, letters filled with humility, repentance, and love. Some asked forgiveness from family members. Others encouraged their loved ones to seek God while there was still time. Many spoke of something they had never known before, peace. Not because the war had ended and not because danger had passed, but because in the middle of it all, they had encountered God. And that is the power of prayer. It doesn't always remove us from the storm, but it anchors us in the midst of it. There are stories of prayer meetings filling entire tents, of voices raised together in hymns late into the night, and of scriptures being read by candlelight. Some soldiers carried small New Testaments in their pockets, reading them whenever they had a spare moment. And others gathered before battle to pray. They were standing on the edge of conflict, not knowing what the next hour would hold. and choosing to pray, not as a last resort, but as a first response. And many of them believed deeply that God was hearing them, that he was near and he was answering, not always by changing the outcomes, but by giving courage, clarity, and peace. There were even reports of baptisms taking place in rivers near the camps, men publicly declaring their faith, fully aware that they might not live much longer. Historians estimated that between 10 and 15% of the Confederate soldiers, roughly 100,000 to 150,000 men, underwent religious conversions during this period. That kind of decision, that kind of surrender, only comes from a heart that has truly encountered something real, something eternal. And there's something here that we need to see very clearly, because while our circumstances may look very different today, the human heart hasn't changed. We still carry burdens. We still face uncertainty. We still walk through seasons where we feel overwhelmed, afraid, or weary. And just like those Confederate soldiers, we have an invitation today to pray. Not just when everything falls apart, but as a daily posture of dependence. What would it look like if we approached prayer the way they did? With urgency, with sincerity, with the recognition that we truly need God, not just for the big things, but for everything. Those soldiers didn't have the luxury of waiting. They didn't assume they would have tomorrow. And maybe that's part of why their prayers were so powerful. They were present and intentional. They were real, and they spread across the ranks, encouraging others to do the same. And I think sometimes we lose that. We push prayer to the side. We save it for later. We let it become routine instead of relationship. But prayer is where everything shifts. It's where hearts are softened. It's where peace is found. It's where strength is renewed, even in the middle of chaos, especially in the middle of chaos. One of the most beautiful things about this revival is that it reminds us of something simple but profound. God meets us wherever we are. In a church, yes, but also in a field, in a tent, in the quiet moments before a battle. Or in your kitchen, in your car, your living room. There's no place too ordinary, no situation too far gone, and no heart too hardened. Jesus said in Matthew 6:6, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So today I want to encourage you, don't wait for that perfect moment to pray. Don't wait until you have the right words. Just begin right where you are. Maybe your prayer is simple. God, I need you. Maybe it's help me or give me peace or show me the way. Those prayers matter. They always have and they always will. Because the same God who met those soldiers in the middle of war is the same God who is near to you today, listening, caring, and responding. So let this be our reminder. Prayer is not something to overlook. It's not insignificant. It is powerful. It changes hearts. It brings peace, and it draws us closer to the one who holds everything in his hands. Change comes when we give ourselves to pray, when it's uncomfortable, inconvenient, or maybe even awkward. Billy Graham once said, "Prayer should not be merely an act, but an attitude of life." So ultimately, the story of this great revival is a powerful reminder that as we seek God in the secret place, our hearts will be transformed. And not only that, but God will use us to transform the lives of those around us. So let's embrace prayer, not as something we check off for the day, but something we can't live without.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.